8:46, and it's time for us to welcome Sheetal from Apsara Skincare to the Super Drive, the founder of Apsara Skincare, here in my studios with me right now, and testing out her mic and checking what mic it is that she's using. It is number 4, Sheetal, mic number 4. Yes, that's the one. So she's all ready. So Sheetal, let's hear it. Let's see if we have you on the right mic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we have you on the right
mic.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Loud and clear. I can already hear skincare and hair care tips. Are you doing that or someone else? I hear that in my ears.
I hear myself too.
Yes.
Very good. All's taken care of.
Well, you talk to yourself in your dreams about skincare and hair care, so I'm sure you hear.
How do you know I didn't do it otherwise?
You do it all the time, but I'm sure
talking to myself. Something I always do, awake or sleep.
Well, a lot of
dreams are not dreams.
A lot of scientists do that bit, talking to themselves.
Yes.
So good Friday for you so far, Sheetal.
You should try it, Shreeja. Talking to
myself?
Yourself.
You know, I do that too.
It's a wonderful way to ideate.
Yeah, I'm half a scientist
talk
already.
Talk to yourself.
Okay. So I'm talking to myself. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day. Skin and hair care. And we should do more about that. See, is that how you talk to yourself?
Yeah, it's more intense.
Okay.
I scream.
Okay, so we have a full scientist here and a half a scientist here in the studios right now. And Nate, are you full or half? Oh, in the middle.
He's in the middle. So we have the whole gamut here.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's a lot of scientific hair and skincare tips for you on the Super Drive today with Sheetal. And she's the founder of Apsara Skincare. Go to the website apsaraskincare.com for information about their products, to take a look at this or at those products. And also, for if you're looking to go natural, that's where you should go, because you'll find their products with natural ingredients. And Sheetal loves to talk about why she picked those ingredients for those products. So if you're looking for one for your skin, you can consult her and she will tell you why. Turmeric is my favorite, because she loves to talk about it all the time. It's good for you. Also chandan, also aloe vera, and so many other things. Neem, clove, so much, Sheetal.
The list is unending.
Yes.
It's a big pharmacopoeia, so to speak, that came from, you know, so many thousand years ago. And, you know, one thing that wonders is, like, how... I've been meaning to share this example with the listeners for quite some time now, but there are so many things that we use in the modern medicine or in a scientific way for skincare. For example, zinc oxide is used. And many of you who have babies or young kids may be very familiar with this ingredient. It's even used in sunscreen lotions. Mm-hmm. But it has some wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, zinc oxide. And it's a... Basically, a form of zinc that is heated in the presence of oxygen very, very much at very high temperatures. And that's what forms zinc oxide. So in a way, very natural, really comes from zinc. But do you know that it was used in Ayurveda as well? Right now, in the modern scientific context, it's used very much as a part of anti-rash ointment, or rather diaper creams for very, very young children, for very young babies, because it has anti-inflammatory properties. But going back, did you know that it was used in Ayurveda 5,000 years ago? Wow. And the Sanskrit name is Yashad Bhasm. Mm-hmm. And bhasma, it has a name too. Yes, obviously
nice.
Everything
Yashad
has.
Bhasma.
It's a bhasm, yeah.
Okay.
So bhasm is a concept mostly where something is heated in the presence of atmospheric oxygen at an extremely high temperature, and that turns it into the oxide form of that natural, or whatever we are talking about, in this case is zinc, which is abundantly found element on Earth. So there is zinc oxide for you in the modern context, and the same thing called Yashad Bhasm in Ayurveda/Sanskrit, and very, very prominently used in skincare even then.
Okay.
5,000 years ago.
Wow.
Who knew? Wonderful properties for acne. Mm-hmm. And so our sulfur facial mask has plenty of Yashad Bhasm.
Oh, Bhasm.
How does that sound?
It sounds...
Did I make a nice link between the modern day cutting edge science in Ayurveda and the concepts? And did I kind of make a good link? And did I kind of make you wonder too, how did they know that something treated in presence of atmospheric oxygen at high temperatures can turn it into the oxide form of that certain ingredient, and then that can be used as a wonderful skincare agent.
Okay, so you're making eyes at me, and you clearly want me to say yes to all of those.
Yes,
so,
indeed, yes.
So I would say, yes, Sheetal, you didn't.
No,
yes.
But this is amazing. No, all jokes aside, yes. It's amazing. One wonders what happened.
And
how did they find?
Yes, and isn't it amazing? Now we have all this information. We have access to not just, what's out there in India or where we live here, but anything that's happening around the world. So it's so much easier to find information and to process it and to come up with things, but to know that so many years back they were aware of all this, and today we are talking about it again. That's just amazing.
That not only talking about it, but very widely using it now.
Yes.
You know, like zinc oxide, there are many such examples, and I'll try to bring them, as and how possible during upcoming segments. But this was just a point in case. Just one example, that I was amazed at while I was researching and learning about the ingredients. Mm-hmm. There's so many others.
Yeah.
And these things interest me quite a bit.
Yes, and I like the name too. What bhasma did he say?
Yashad
bhasma. It sounds like one of those things that you'd hear in a period movie. Yashad bhasma atum samne aake. One of those names, but very fascinating. Sheetal, someone's calling for you, so let's see
okay.
Who this is. If you have a question for Sheetal, 408-912-5565 is our studio number. You're on air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. So what do you recommend for sunscreen? Does any of your products can be used as sunscreen, or anything that you recommend?
Good question. Now, the summer is here. We do not use any chemical ingredients that get normally used as SPFs. We don't do it. And so what I can tell you is that there is plenty of sandalwood in a lot of our serums. And sandalwood has been known to have sun protection properties. There is not like a serious level study done proving it to be an SPF, which is a procedure in itself. So if you like to use your sunscreen, if that's what makes you feel comfortable, then you can use it as the very last product after your Apsara routine, daily routine. And as I said, we know that sandalwood does offer some sun protection properties. Exactly what it does, in what order, what steps, etc., that's probably yet to be figured out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your question. And if you have a question for Sheetal, 408-912-5565 is our studio number. And one of our Facebook friends, Malini, in fact, yesterday on the show, Sheetal, this is something they are trying out in Japan, nightingale droppings.
Okay.
So facial.
For facial skin?
Yeah, and okay. For facial. And I know some time back we had also spoken about snails, leaving snails on your face. And as they move on your face, they do something to your skin.
I wonder what they do to your skin.
Yes, so she wants your opinion on using all this animal stuff. Well, I know for one thing, before you even start to talk, Sheetal, Malini, one thing that I can say about Sheetal is that she's, when it comes to animals, she loves animals.
I do.
And she always, anything that is cruel to animals, she will say a no-no to. So,
but this is just very, very... Fascinating.
So.
I do know that, droppings can have certain nutrients that are undigested.
Okay.
By the body.
Okay.
You see? And and that's true not just for birds, animals, but all living organisms.
Right.
So one might be able to make use of that.
Okay.
You know, your skin might benefit from it.
Okay.
There might be something to it.
Okay. So you have her opinion. but doesn't mean she's not encouraging you to go run after a nightingale.
I don't know yet whether you should.
Yeah. Because also...
Leave the nightingale. Oh, no. Don't run. No. Leave them alone.
Yeah, leave them alone. Yeah. So just look for the droppings. Leave the birds alone.
That's
but
right.
also, this is for anybody who missed the nightingale poop facial yesterday that we spoke about on Jante Ho. There's a link on my Facebook and Twitter page that I shared yesterday. And these nightingales, they just find them in Japan, or that's where. So it's not every nightingale. Okay. So Sheetal is the founder of Apsara Skincare with me in our studios. If you have a question, 408-912-5565 is our studio number. Visit the website ApsaraSkincare.com for information about their products. They say, Sheetal says, go natural. It is good karma. So check out all the natural ingredients that they have there. And Sheetal, you have a trunk show coming up?
On this Sunday.
on this Sunday.
That is just a couple of days away. It's in Dublin. Please go to facebook.com/UpsaraSkin. You will find the invite right there. Please RSVP. Help us keep count. We are going to have Apsara products on display for purchase. I am going to be there from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any skincare questions, I'll be more than happy to have an interactive back and forth session with you so we can figure out the right, what your goals are and what can be done, etc. We will have one winner who is going to win $100 worth of Apsara products. So one of you will definitely win. So come 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. this coming Sunday. Find information at facebook.com/Apsara Skin. And now let's move from something so exotic as the droppings facial to something that you can do at home, so you don't have to run after a bird.
Okay, and we'll let's go to that after a call. We are taking your questions at 408-912-5565. Good morning, you're on air.
Yeah, good morning, Sheetal. I have a question. I lost a lot of hairs. So, do you have anything which can regrow the hairs?
There are many ingredients known in Ayurveda that have been known to promote healthy hair, perhaps stimulate the follicles to, grow your hair, and definitely slow down premature loss of hair. Such ingredients are Bhringraj, Shikakai, Amla. The list is actually quite long, but these are the main ones, the mainstays. And all of these ingredients can be found in Apsara Skincare's hair oil called Rosemary and Amla. Rosemary and Amla is a hair oil with all of these ingredients and more. Use it once or twice a week. It's a wonderful way to nourish those follicles and expose them to these wonderful ingredients. We also have a shampoo and a conditioner. And of course, many of the ingredients that I just mentioned are there in the shampoo and the conditioner. But what makes it even more, adds a layer of desirability, so to speak, is that they are free of harsh chemicals that can actually put your hair in a position where it's so challenged that it sheds prematurely. So I would say get some information about all three of these. And if you can, do make a switch.
Thank you for your question. I think we have lost that caller. Thank you for your question. Good morning. You're on air.
Yeah, hi. I'm Bindu here. I have a question for Sheetu.
Go ahead, Bindu.
Yeah, my son has open pores on the skin, like on the face. And I was just wondering if Sheetu can recommend anything for this.
Okay. Sorry, can you repeat that? Open pores, you said? Okay. And how old is he?
Pores like thing, you know, I'm not sure what they are. It's like open pores and you can see them on the face.
Okay. Well, it could be open pores itself and nothing more. But maybe there is something else that we need to find out. But having a daily skincare routine appropriate to the skin type can actually calm the pores down. Or the pores are open because they are trying to produce a lot more oil than is necessary in most cases. Or the skin is feeling inadequately cared for. So having a daily skincare routine with the toner in it, specifically toner is known as an astringent to help reduce the appearance of open pores. So what should that daily skincare routine be for him? If you got in touch with me, I will get a little bit more information about his skin type, etc. So fill out that personalized skincare advice form that you will find at apsaraskincare.com. And then I will be very, very happy to send you my recommendations.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question. And Sheetal, I know you wanted to start something, a recipe. So we have about 2 minutes to quickly share that recipe.
Yes. This is for combination skin to oily skin.
Okay.
So get one tablespoonful of nutmeg powder. And I think in Hindi, it's Jaifal.
Jaifal or Javitri, one of the two.
Right, yeah. Right. And then 1 tablespoonful of milk powder. And to this, two, you're going to add enough full fat milk to make a paste.
Okay.
So 1 tablespoonful each of nutmeg powder and milk powder and then full fat milk to form a paste. Use it as a facial mask. Leave it on for 10 or 12 minutes. And then you can, as usual, wash your skin off and then follow with your serum and lotion. Don't forget, a simple one for oily skin / combination skin. Now, this nutmeg or Jaifal is the star ingredient here. It's mm-hmm. known to be very, very good for skin that produces a lot of oil or is even prone to acne, etc.
Okay. So, and I know some of Sheetal's recipes and videos and more you can find also at her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ApsaraSkin. And that's where you go to RSVP for the upcoming trunk show. It's this Sunday between 2 and 4 in Dublin, and Sheetal will be there for those 2 hours. So you will have a chance to interact with her there as well, now that the interaction here on the show is over. So catch her there in Dublin Sunday between 2 and 4. Go to facebook.com/ApsaraSkin to RSVP. Sheetal, thank you as always, and I'll see you back here next week.
And check out some pictures from previous trunk shows at Apsara's Facebook page as well. And see you on Wednesday.
Yes, see you on Wednesday at 9:20. And go to Apsara Skincare's website, apsaraskincare.com, for information on how to get in touch with Sheetal. You'll find a toll-free number there and also a personalized skincare form. So again, that is at apsaraskincare.com.